Cons: London, homicide soar past 100 for sixth straight year. By Kurt Zindulka on October 10, 2020. Over 100 people have been killed in London this year under the leadership of Mayor Sadiq Khan, with 55 being stabbed to death since the start of the year. Analysis conducted by the BBC found that there have been 101 homicides in London this year, with the killing of Purnika Ameshwari Sivaraj and her 3-year-old son this week pushing the death toll above 100. Meaning that in each of the last 6 years the British capital has seen over 100 killings. 12 teenagers, all of whom were male, are among those killed in London so far. A further 6 victims were under the age of 10, according to the report. The analysis also found that fatal shootings in London have increased over 2019, despite Britain's draconian anti-gun policies, with 13 people shot to death so far this year, up from 10 for all of 2019. In response to the killings in the city surpassing 100, London's Deputy Mayor for Policing and Crime, Sophie Linden, said she felt deep sadness and deep regret. "It is always sad that we have lost so many people in the last 6 years, and we have to remember that there are people and families behind these statistics," Linden said. The difference in murders really shows the complexity, and ranges from young children to teenagers to violence on the street and women being killed in their own home, she added. As a whole, the number of homicides in London reached a 10-year high in 2019, with 150 people being killed. Teen stabbings also reached an 11-year high last year. In July, data from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, showed that in the year leading up to March, knife crime in England and Wales hit record highs, with London being the main centre of the rise. The BBC report also found that during the lockdown there was a 25% increase in calls to the National Domestic Abuse Hotline, with a corresponding increase in domestic abuse-related crimes. The figures showed that during the China virus lockdown in London, some 18 people were killed. Last year, 10% of all homicides were domestic violence-related, and local charities have warned that the lockdown measures have exacerbated the problem. Despite concerns about rising domestic violence in London as a result of lockdown measures, Mayor Sadiq Khan said that further restrictions on liberties are inevitable in order to confront rising coronavirus cases in the city. "We are at a very serious tipping point. The virus is accelerating in every part of London," Khan said. "My prediction is there will be more restrictions being brought in because we don't want to see in October and November what we saw in March and April," he warned. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here, @KurtZindulka.